Sergeant Dan Tilly calls graffiti a cancer on Beloit. The gang task force officer wants to stop the public eyesore before it becomes epidemic. Tilly says graffiti isn't just unsightly, but unsafe.
Gang graffiti is the most prevalent in our city, and it's identified by gang symbols and names and threats. And one gang would disrespect another gang by crossing out their symbols and names and putting their own up.
In Madison, officials say most of the graffiti isn't generated by gangs, but so-called taggers. However, the origin doesn't lessen the cleanup cost, estimated at $500,000 for taxpayers and private business combined. Nationwide, graffiti costs total $10 billion. Beloit's anti-graffiti plan forbids selling minors wide tip markers or spray paint. This was considered in Madison, but Mayoral aide Enos Reglin says it was shelved.
That's part of the underground culture, is to steal the paints and to vandalize buildings in prominent locations. So a ban on spray paint will probably impact legitimate painters more so than the graffiti vandals.
Several large cities around the nation have spray paint bans, including Milwaukee and Chicago, where the issue was upheld by federal courts over the objections of paint makers and hardware stores. Tilly stresses the ban is a small component of a larger set of recommendations. He would also like to have retailers lock up spray paint or have supervised displays. Minors would be able to have spray paint at school, work, or home if an adult is around. Tilly also wants a fine for businesses that don't remove graffiti in a timely manner. Research has shown the quicker the cleanup, the less likely there will be vandalism at the same site. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.